The József Vados railway station in Budapest has a terrible history. Hungarian Jews were forced to board trains here to Nazi death camps in 1944.
Auschwitz-Birkenau.
This scene is portrayed in the movie Fateless, which is based on the semi-autobiographical novel by Hungarian Nobel Prize winner Imre Kertész. Today, an unfinished museum stands on this railway station. The entrance is marked by a silver Star of David rising between two towers. It's called the House of Fates, a twist on the title of Imre Kertész's novel. And in this 2014 video, Maria Schmidt, the historian who conceived it, explains its vision.
We want to tell the story of ordinary citizens here, not political figures. Each story is about neighbors, and there are good ones as well as bad ones.
The museum cost Hungary more than 23 million euros, but its opening has been delayed for 4 years. Holocaust historian Laszlo Karsai says one reason is Schmidt herself.
Maria Schmidt is a Holocaust revisionist. She claims this whole Holocaust is over-evaluated by certain liberal cosmopolitan forces.
Schmidt declined to speak to me. She is close to Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Like other Eastern and Central European nationalists, Orban downplays his country's role in the Holocaust. Schmidt herself has equated the atrocities of the Holocaust to the violence of communism. Which is why 93-year-old Roja Heisler, a Holocaust survivor, is worried about what story the new museum will tell. I meet Roja at her apartment in Budapest, where she motors around on her walker, which she jokingly calls her Audi. She loves Hungary, but she harbors no illusions about her country's role in persecuting its Jewish citizens.
The museum organizers are trying to show that the Germans were responsible for everything. But in reality, Hungary had already passed numerous anti-Semitic laws long before the war. They were taking everything away from the Jews.
It was the government of Hungarian leader Miklós Horthy that passed anti-Semitic law starting in 1920 that forbade Heisler from going to high school. His regime joined the Axis powers in 1940. It shut down her grandfather's vinegar factory and forced her father into a labor camp. And though deportations did not begin until after German troops invaded Hungary in March of 1944, it was Hungarian police who rounded up Heisler and her family. She remembers walking down the street to the train that would take her to Auschwitz.
Aki hát volt benne valami érzés.
Most people cheered because we were leaving. They shouted anti-Jewish insults and threw things at us. The few who felt sorry for us just shut their windows and drew their curtains.
Thousands were packed on that train for 5 days and nights. There was no food or water. Then they arrived at Auschwitz.
Hová tettétek anyukát és az anyukát? Auschwitzba.
There were two lines, one going left, the other right. The German soldiers sent my mother and sister and me to the left. My grandfather, who was 96, got sent to the right. My grandfather got scared and started to cry out, "Where's my daughter? Where's my daughter?" And my mother loved him so much and couldn't leave him alone, so she joined him. We were so stupid to think that we could see them later. When we got to the end of the line, we were told, "Don't think you will ever see them again. They will become ashes."
More than 437,000 Hungarian Jews were deported to death camps between May and July 1944. Heisler would later tell her own children that she did not see any German soldiers during the deportation, only Hungarian soldiers. But nationalists here reject the notion of widespread Hungarian collaboration with the Nazis, who invaded the country in March 1944. They blame the worst Hungarian crimes on the fascist Arrow Cross regime, which took over after the Nazis removed the wartime leader, Horthy. Orbán's government established its own historical institute called Veritas to re-examine that history. Veritas director Sándor Sákai says Horthy did not realize the Jews his police force was rounding up were being deported to their deaths.
When Horthy found out what was happening, he stopped the deportations and wrote a letter to Hitler saying this was unacceptable.
Horthy did try to order a halt to the deportations in July of 1944. But according to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, it was because it was already apparent that the Germans were losing the war and he feared prosecution for war crimes by the Allies.
And we historians, we know that he was informed about the final solution of the Jewish question by the Nazis.
Again, Holocaust historian Laszlo Karshai.
And the main informant of this terrible secret was Hitler, who in April 1943 informed Horthy that the Jews who cannot work must be perished, must be killed.
Karshai says many Hungarians don't want to face this past.
Because if you speak about the Hungarian collaborators, if you speak about the participation of several hundreds of thousands of people in the persecution of the Hungarian Jews, you are an anti-Hungarian. The majority of the people do not want to hear about the Hungarian culpability, only Hungary as a victim.
The Hungarian government has now handed over the keys of the museum to Hasidic Jews who are part of a local organization affiliated with the Orthodox Chabad movement. It's led by Rabbi Shlomo Kovish, who says the museum should not be used to blame.
I think that the point of opening a Holocaust museum is somehow to give a platform of digesting the past in a way where people can still look up to some of their ancestors and some of the good choices of their ancestors, and to learn from it and to take the moral lessons that need to be taken.
But this Chabad affiliate represents only a small fraction of the estimated 100,000 Jews who live in Hungary today. Andras Heisler leads the Federation of Hungarian Jewish Communities, which represents most Jews in the country. He points out that the Chabad affiliate is focused on religion, not the Holocaust, and has
no roots in the Hungarian society, no roots in the Jewish community. So this group not good for this project.
Heisler is also the son of Rosa Heisler, the Holocaust survivor we heard from earlier. He says he owes it to his mother to fight Holocaust revisionism.
We cannot make any compromise. We cannot accept any whitewashing. We cannot accept any change of the history, because in the background there are our grandfather, fathers and relatives and 600,000 killed Jews.
Joanna Kakesis, DW Budapest.